Hello, Lunch Breaker, my silly sunflower. I've shared a few videos on TikTok and Instagram lately and very lightly touched upon it here on the podcast. But to say it plainly, I'm going through some of my own career changes right now. Things are very much in flux. And you may be thinking, Janelle, you're a career coach. You help people find career clarity. What's going on? And you're right. But now the career coach has become her own client. So today, in this episode, I want to fill you in completely on the career changes I'm going through, what's happening with my business as an entrepreneur, with my baby Pivot with Purpose, what prompted this change, and how I'm navigating all of this with as much strategy and intuition as possible. So let's dig right in. This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you, because you're a maverick. Let's get started. This is also a good time to remind you and encourage you to listen to episode one of this podcast, all the way back when it had a different name, back from 2021. I'll link it here so you don't have to do any scrolling, but that also shows what I would consider pivot 1.0, when I had just made it to the other side of a pivot from corporate into entrepreneurship. So let's take it back. Let's go back to the beginning. I have been the 100% corporate go-getter girly. I've succeeded at really well-known companies within HR and the learning and development space. And for the first 7 years of my career, I played it by the book. I interned my last year of college and got hired at that same company full-time after graduation. I got my master's in my field. I joined a few more in-demand companies in HR and learning and development roles. I could see my future trajectory very clearly. I truly thought I was just like on my track to become the chief people officer, the chief talent development officer, head of whatever, and thought, okay, this is the path that I'm following for the rest of my life. Wow, how lucky am I that I figured out what I want to do while I was in college, and what I majored in is actually what I want to keep doing. And spoiler alert, before we go any further, like, yes, that actually still is kind of true, but the way in which it actually unfolded was very much not according to my 22-year-old game plan. So around 2019, I was in a job that I really liked, working with amazing people at such a cool company, but I still felt like something was missing in my professional life. I couldn't shake a feeling of FOMO. Like, okay, this is technically what I want, but why do I still feel like I'm not reaching my full potential? I still feel like I'm leaving something on the table and there's more that I haven't tapped into. So at that point, I got to thinking about what it would be like to do my own thing, to not just be Janelle, the HR or the learning girl from X company, but Janelle who created this thing, Janelle on her own terms, so to speak. And it was just something that stayed in the back of my head. And then in 2020, after a layoff and navigating other job searches, I realized this is the time. The time is now. Let me really get serious and put some intentional thought behind what it could look like if I did my own thing, what it could look like if I really did flush out this potential and figure out how to fill in that missing piece that I feel in my career right now. So I did that. I quit my full-time corporate job in 2021 and then went full-time 100% into entrepreneurship and self-employment. I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit because that's something I want to encourage you to feel comfortable doing too, even though we don't like to do it. But I built a really freaking successful business on my own. I built a multiple six-figure career coaching company and L&D consulting practice. It started out first coaching people one-on-one in their career journeys, and then through my signature program, Pivot with Purpose, which you've heard me talking about, and then really kind of expanded more into creating content and owning that title or that identity of someone who created content publicly. And I think that's a big part of this story that I'll have to dive into at another point. But I incorporated then L&D consulting for a few like B2B partners. And while this whole experience over the past 2 years of 100% self-employment and business building was completely life-changing and brought so much good into my life, it was such an incredible, what I want to call like learning accelerator. I also realized that at this point in my life, 30 years old, looking at 31, being 100% self-employed is not the move for my mental health. And I want to elaborate on that. If you listen to episode 1, linked in the show notes, I talk really openly about my history with depression and anxiety. And a lot of that experience is predicated on loneliness and feeling kind of like an island or kind of isolated. And when you are 100% self-employed, when you are building something from scratch with a very small team or not even with a team, like I was in the very beginning, in the seed stages of this entrepreneurship, it is extremely lonely and it requires a lot of sacrifice. Now, I want to be really clear that this is sacrifice that I still stand by today. And if I did this all over again, I would make probably a lot of the same sacrifices, maybe not all of them, but I completely understand that sacrifice is necessary when you are building something from scratch, when no one is handing you a playbook and you have an idea and you're trying to execute it and manifest it into reality. Sacrifice is necessary. However, I also believe that at different points of our lives, certain sacrifices make sense and others don't. At certain points of our lives, certain sacrifices are worth it and others aren't. And so when I came to this realization, it was the very beginning of this year, 2023. I remember I had just gone into a corporate partner and delivered an L&D program for them that I created from scratch. And it was an amazing day. And then I came back and thought, wow, I really love doing that. And at the same time, I'm feeling that little chatter, that little kind of like tickle in the back of my brain that I did a couple of years ago when something is kind of off, when something is not completely right. And when I dug deeper into that feeling, I had a really hard conversation with myself. And I said, look, if I got to the end of this year of 2023 and I lived it the exact same way that I lived 2021 and 2022, I'll be really disappointed. And that was a really painful punch in the gut to be honest with myself about, because I knew that I needed to make a change. The sacrifices that I've made over the past 2 years are ones that were necessary to build a business that I'm really proud of and one that was so successful and worked for so many people. However, it was at the expense of other areas of my life that at this point in my life, I'm not willing to sacrifice anymore. And if I'm getting really specific and vulnerable about what those things are, it is finding a partner. It is prioritizing more socialization and expansion in my personal life. It is time for deep rest and recharge. It's time to travel and take advantage of the fact that we are living in the future of work and we can do this from anywhere, but I wouldn't give myself permission to do those things for fear of stepping away or not being in a routine when I had so many things relying on me, when I was where the buck stopped for everything. So all of that is to say that after that really painful but necessary and honestly liberating aha moment I had at the beginning of the year, I then started to think of like, okay, now we are in this future of work where everyone is talking about quit your job and be your own boss and do the thing and hustle but don't hustle and strive and go after your thing, but also be a girl boss and lay down all the time. And if you listen to my conversation with Marissa Freeman about healing from hustle culture, those are all things that I still really stand by. But when I think about the future of work, what I am realizing is that for me, and definitely among a large number of my peers, what we're really craving is equilibrium. What we really want and desire is diversity in our careers. The ability to be both, to have a both and career. I have been explaining it this way to some of my girlfriends who are also at this point in their lives where they're thinking, I feel like I can be more than one thing. I'm kind of seeing it as like adjusting the volume on like a DJ set, or I'm here looking at GarageBand as I produce this podcast and I see different levers for different controls. And if there were a control for corporate life and a control for entrepreneurship, it's kind of just adjusting the volume on those two levers in ways that make sense for where we are now in our lives and then where we are in the future. But having the freedom and the choice and the diversity within our professional lives to choose, okay, right now, corporate life is going to be a little bit louder, but I still have diversified streams of income. I still have diversified ways to fulfill my interests, and my one corporate job is not the be-all end-all for me. And then as time goes by and things in life shift and priorities shift and we grow and are interested in more things, we have the freedom and autonomy to say, you know what, I'm going to lower the volume on my corporate life right now. Maybe I'll go down to a part-time thing. Maybe I'll just coast, honestly. And I'm gonna move up the volume on my own things, on my passion projects, on entrepreneurship, on different ways to make money off things that I really enjoy or explore what else I have in the tank that I'm not able to explore within the scope of my corporate job. So it's kind of adjusting those volume knobs, those volume levers on your professional life. And why haven't we given ourselves the permission to be more than one thing? That's something that has just become so important to me and just so loud in my own personal mission in what I'm building here on lunch break, on social, in my conversations with people, as I talk to groups of employees and people in different groups, as I talk to them, is the freedom of choice and the permission to be more than one thing. So this life update is to say, I don't want to be just 100% self-employed right now, and I don't want to be 100% corporate employed. I want the freedom to see how I can do both, and I've done it before, and I want to see how I can do it a little bit differently that support where I want to go in the future. So I'm on the job search. I'm looking for learning and development manager roles, people program manager roles, people in culture adjacent things at mission-based companies, and to work with people that are just really, really good people. And I am repositioning my entrepreneurial pursuits. Pivot with Purpose, my baby, the program that I created 2 years ago, almost to the day. I got like an Instagram memories thing pop up for me this week when I was launching it. So Pivot with Purpose, it's not going anywhere. It's still here. It's helped so many people, upwards of 75 people, clarify their career goals and pivot into amazing new full-time jobs. It is going to be repackaged. It's in the process of being repackaged as a course that you can take on your own time at your own pace. So everything is repackaged into this concise, effective, self-paced hub of everything you need to clarify your career goals and pivot into a new amazing job, negotiate that offer, land where is really aligned for you, identify the types of environments and managers that you'll really thrive with. All of that is not going anywhere, and it will be available for you in that new way very soon. Make sure you're following at Janelle Abrahami to never miss that announcement. And you can also subscribe to the Lunch Break newsletter in the show notes here. It's completely free. It's on Substack, where we've been for the past 2 years. And if you subscribe there, you'll also be the first to know when you can get PWP in this new way. And because I am expanding the way that I think about the future of work and how to really be like a thriving multi-hyphenate in the future of work, I am almost done putting the finishing touches on a little something for you to help you figure out how you can diversify your career, how you can adjust the volume in these different areas of your working life. So again, updates will be coming at you very soon if you're on the newsletter, if you're on socials. It feels really good to just like talk this out. And I feel like this conversation has lived in a lot of brunch gatherings with my girlfriends, in a lot of group chats, in a lot of one-off conversations with mentors and people that I connect with IRL. But I do think it's a worthwhile conversation to have here on the lunch break feed. And I know I can't be the only one feeling this way at this point in my career. I know that from my live conversations, but I also want to hear from you if this resonates with you and you can see yourself being more than one thing, living a both and career, embracing being a multi-hyphenate and going after potential in different ways. I would love to hear how this lands for you. I would love to hear what this is bringing up for you and how we can do that together, support each other doing that. So if you are following on social at Janelle Ibrahimi, please shoot me a DM if this really resonates with you. Even if it's just, hey, I don't know what this is going to look like in the future, but I completely align with this way of thinking and this kind of like loosening the grip and loosening the pressure on being just one thing. Please let me know. I love just chatting about this stuff. So that is the life update. If you can't hear it in my voice, please know I am so excited about this, but it's also a time of flux. It's a time of change. And when you're navigating that ambiguity, it comes with a lot of necessity to stay resilient. So if you haven't listened to the time management tips for job seekers episode, that one is not just for job seekers. It really is about managing your time and feeling like you're owning your time when you're in a period of ambiguity. So go ahead and check that one out too. I'll link it in the show notes. And that was our lunch break today. Thank you so much for being here on this journey. Next week, we have an incredible Career Confessions with Emma Hinchliffe. She is at Fortune Magazine and interviews the world's most powerful women in business. And so that is a conversation you're not going to want to miss. I'll see you next time.